Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name, please?
No, Michael. The last name is Tadros. T-A-D-R-O-S.
What is your shipping address for security purposes?
931 Pebble Beach, Placentia, California, 92870.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. Okay, so I see an order was done on since March 17th for $7.95 for a technical bag, am I correct?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this $56 a month. As you see, I've never purchased anything since March on your website or anything for $199 or $100, whatever you get a month or something like that. That was all? Not
we don't
to my awareness?
We don't see if you have used the vouchers or no.
I haven't
when you
used
place,
the vouchers. I
understand.
I've never heard of it tonight.
I understand that you're stating that to me, but we don't see that information, sir. I can only advise you what we see in our system, but I don't see if you have or have not. When the order is done, yes, on March 17, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed $56.95 a month for the $125 voucher. That information is stated to you in the beginning when you place the order. Because you have to accept that you have read the full terms and policies for us to even bill you. We cannot bill you without your authorization. What I could do...
Go
ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm waiting for you.
I see here my agent has processed you a full refund out of the customer courtesy for the $56.95. For the charge that was done on October 27th, I could process you a 50% refund, sir.
Since day one?
I'm sorry?
Since the beginning of March?
For October 27th, I can apply a 50% refund.
For the month of October, you're telling me.
Correct. My agent already processed you a refund for November 29th, a full refund of $56.95.
Okay. Now, I want a refund since the beginning of March when I got $56 in charge.
It's almost a year since you have been billed. I understand that you might have just seen it in your statement, but... You have been receiving emails from us, so you need to check your spamming junk folder.
I have not received any emails. Not one email. Not one email from you guys. What email do you have on file?
The letter M, your last name, 745@gmail.com.
I don't even know the company's name.
The company that built you when you first placed the order is www.amazingdiscountbudget.com. That's the name of the company that you placed the order through your iPhone.
Okay, but I don't even know if you're telling me I'm getting emails, who's the emails coming from? What company's emails coming from?
It'll be from support@amazingdiscountbudget.com, sir.
Never received one email.
We have records that we have sent you all the all, all the emails to the email that we have on file. I could issue.
You could see that, but you can't see if I use the vouchers.
Correct, because it shows in our system when the emails get sent out to you. We don't know when you
receive them. No, not one time.
Okay, I'm just okay. I understand, but I can only advise you what I see in my system.
Okay.
You can advise me you don't see the information. You didn't see the information in your emails, or you don't see your order confirmation in your emails. And I understand.
Right,
you're advising
right
me what you're seeing.
Right now, she just told me I'm going to credit you for the month of November. And she said, I'm sending you an email. I just checked my email. I didn't receive anything yet.
Emails could take from 24 hours for you to receive when we cancel an account.
Are you able to refund me since March?
I could apply a full refund for October 27th, and for September 26th, I can apply a 50% refund, sir.
Okay. That's not going to be. I'm going to call the Attorney General's office on Monday morning and file a complaint.
You contacting the Attorney General, they will have to get in contact with corporate. Corporate on their side have to turn over your IP address. How it shows where you placed the order.
Oh no, that's
tracking numbers.
This is fraud. I work in federal.
It's not fraud because you placed the order.
It's fraud when you never placed the order. But
that's fraud.
When I don't get emails to tell me. It's fraud when I don't get emails.
When you placed the order, it told you the terms and policies. You have to accept that information for us to even bill you the shipping and handling. I could process you a full refund for October 27th, September 26th, a full refund, and for August 25th, $56.95. That's a total of four refunds that you're refunding. We have refunded you.
November, December. So I've been
December. You haven't been billed for December.
Okay, I've been charged now for 8 months. Is that what you're telling me now? Since March?
You have been billed monthly. It's a monthly fee, sir. You have been billed March, April, May, June. We can issue you a refund from November. We have already processed you the refund. I'm sorry?
So?
Are you talking to me or are you talking to somebody else?
No, I've been charged for 9 months and you're telling me you're going to refund me how many months now?
I could apply, we have already applied a refund for November. I could apply a refund for October, September, and August.
No, I need a full refund.
Those are full refunds.
No, since the beginning. Since I have no problem paying for March, but I mean from April today to up to today, full refund.
Give me one moment, sir.
Thank you.
Let's see what I could do. But I recommend when you place the order online to go over terms and policies, because then you're not knowing what you're accepting online.
I understand that, but if I was getting emails, I would have known that, I got to go back and look what I'm being charged for. I haven't received one email.
But do you not check your statement every month, sir?
I of course. I check the statement.
So it's almost been a year. It's like 4 months for it to be a year.
Tremendous amount of travel, so I don't check the statements because I do a tremendous amount of travel.
Okay. But you have to go over terms and policies every time you place the order, though. That's anywhere online.
No, I appreciate that.
me a moment. Give me a moment.
Thank you.
Give me one.
Okay. And Ms. Nina, it'd be different to contract. Well, I surf with issue.
Is it going to jump? Or?
No, what is it? I just checked myself.
You did?
No.
Are they going to jump?
No.
That's weird.
Your Matata, I have to check every little thing. Every little thing.
That's fine. Because it's crossing.
Because I'm getting charged Apple Pay stuff. I don't know what it is for.
Well, it's 99 cents a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For causes. Sorry.
Sir?
Yes.
So our system will all we can only process you a refund from November to September 26th. That August 25th. I cannot.
So you're telling me you can only November.
Yeah, I've already processed you a refund, November, October, and September.
Okay. So beyond September, you're telling me you cannot process me.
Beyond, correct.
Well, who can?
We cannot.
Somebody above you can. Somebody
no.
can go into the system. And
it doesn't work that way. I'm one of the highest supervisors.
Okay, what's your first name?
My name is Brisa, B-R-I-S-A.
Okay, Brisa. So you're telling me that you've now refunded me for November, October?
November, correct.
Okay. All right, I'll call my credit card company and just beat the rest of the loan. All right, I appreciate your time.
If they
Thank
see
you.
That the terms and policies are stated to you, the charges will have a charge
nope,
back.
Nope, not after I talk to the Attorney General's office, but I thank you for your time.
It doesn't work that way, sir, but thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Okay.